This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Nearly 250 people have filed a joint lawsuit against Xcel Energy over its role in the Marshall Fire. CPR's Paolo Shalceda reports it's the third Marshall Fire-related suit against Xcel this month.
Boulder County investigators say Colorado's most destructive wildfire was sparked in part by an Xcel Energy power line. The new lawsuit alleges Xcel caused a variety of losses among plaintiffs, including property damage, wage loss, and expenses related to cleanup. Two other suits filed this month come from a couple who lost their home and a group of over 150 insurance companies. Xcel has continually denied its equipment had any role in the fire. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Embattled Clear Creek County Sheriff Rick Albers says he's retiring next month. CPR's Tony Gorman reports the decision comes about a year after a deputy shot and killed 22-year-old Christian Glass.
Clear Creek County Sheriff Rick Albers wrote that he had mixed emotions about his retirement in a Facebook post. He thanked the sheriff and citizens for their support during a 43-year career. Albers and the sheriff's office faced national criticism after Glass's death. The 22-year-old had called 911 after his car was stuck on a rural road and he was having a mental health crisis. Two former deputies have since been fired and face criminal charges. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
In Boulder, workers will commute by floating down the river in costumes this morning instead of driving. CPR's Jenna McMurtry reports on the city's annual Tube to Work Day.
Best traffic jam you'll ever be a part of.
That's Jeff Kagan. He founded the event 15 years ago in an effort to reduce fossil fuel emissions.
As someone who tries to do alternative commuting, I kind of get a kick out of having heads turn while doing so. And there's certainly no bigger head turner than 500 or 600 people tubing down a creek in costume.
A quarter of ticket sales will go towards initiatives that help people experiencing homelessness. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org.